Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
My name is Barry Allen, and I am the fastest man alive. To the outside world, I'm an ordinary forensic scientist. But secretly, with the help of my friends at Star Labs, I fight crime and find other metahumans like me. I hunted down the man who killed my mother, but in doing so, I opened up our world to new threats. And I am the only one fast enough to stop them. I am The Flash.
The Flash! Welcome to another recap show. Talking The Flash, it is Mike. This is me of iWatchMike.com. It is Saturday, March 11th. Knocking out some podcasts, doing a little cleaning around the crib, doing a little work. It's a multitasking kind of day today, and I'm going to be talking about, real quick, Tuesday's episode, February 28th. It was Attack on Central City. Psychic gorillas fighting humans. This is awesome! This is awesome! I love this episode. Well, I loved it because of the fighting. There was a certain part that I didn't love, but I loved the majority of it. First, I got to start off by saying, Iris, was I the only one that when Iris is walking downstairs to Barry's breakfast, that she looked extremely, why is it that girls look hot when they just wear like a sweater and it's off the shoulder a little bit? Good Lord have mercy. Iris looked extremely, nice in the morning, you could say. So that was good. That was a great way to start off the episode for me. Let's see what else. Mean HR and Dorky HR. I love Dorky HR. Mean HR. Dude, when he spits in his coffee, I was like, that was like mean. Like, wow. I mean, I expected it, but I was like, damn. You just, those are fighting words right there. Or fighting saliva, fighting spit. You spit my coffee. Wow. Yeah. Let's see what else. It was great to see Gypsy. Yes, because we saw her in the last episode. Of course, Grodd had her, and so she was going to open up the little portal hole thingy. But it was great to see Gypsy because she's extremely hot, too. I love her in black leather. She's awesome. She's from Sleepy Hollow, if some of y'all don't know, and other stuff. But I know her from Sleepy Hollow. But it was good to see Gypsy. I was very surprised when she came over and started shooting people. I was like, wait, whoa, whoa, whoa. You're supposed to be on our team. But come to find out, Grodd was mind controlling her. I'm glad that she came around and helped Cisco at the end. I was like, come on, Gypsy, come on, don't let me down. Let's see what else. Dude, when Grodd takes over Joe's body, I was like, nah, he's not gonna shoot, not pull the trigger. And bam, he shoots the gun and Flash is like, no. And the bullet grazes. I was like, damn, Grodd, like, he is not. At first, I was like, okay, let's not kill him because he's a monkey and he's been tortured and he just hates mankind because X, Y, Z. But to do that, I was like, okay, yeah, we're going to take this beast out. Yeah, he's just going to be a pain in the ass until we get rid of him. But we see what happens. I'll get to that in a bit. I'm looking at my notes now. Let's see what else. I'm trying to think. The whole nuke, this is where I think I got a little bit kind of bothered. And I get it. The Flash is super Flash. And he can, but when he found out the nuke codes, the launch codes for that, and he was just going through all the numbers and there was like 2 seconds left, I found that it kind of bothered me a little bit. It was like someone was poking me in my side with a stick and I was like, oh, get off me. It was kind of like that. Like, I just didn't, I don't know. At that part there, I was like, I mean, at least if you would have had the launch codes and then there was like 800 million gazillion, you know, ways of making the code. But he was just straight up just pushing numbers. And I don't know. I just felt if someone would have been helping him with the number sequence. But just and then figuring that out. That was the thing. That was the only part in the episode that really bugged me. But maybe, hey, maybe I'm the only one. Maybe I'm just being dumb. Favorite part of the episode. Fight. Flash fights the it's a big fight. Flash takes on Grodd, Kid Flash, Jesse Quick takes on all the freaking gorillas. I thought that was dope. Love that part. Even though they get their asses whooped, I still love the part. And then to see Salivar come back because of the aid of Sisko and Gypsy was badass, and the gorilla fight, that was just, yeah, that was cool. Even though Flash figured out the nuke launch codes, and I was like, this gorilla fight was just badass. So that was totally cool. I enjoy that big time. Gypsy finally kisses Sisko. God, lucky bastard. That was one serious kiss. Like, that was like kiss, like a serious kiss, and then a kiss, and then a kiss again. Bastard. Barry proposes to Iris, which we kind of already know because I already watched the next episode, but we kind of see the reasoning. But I was like, okay, that's cool. I mean, I believe it, you know. And then Wally and Jess are she's hungry. She wants a burger. Why couldn't they go together? Why couldn't they just fix something at the house? No, Wally had to be like, I'll get you a Billy Belly Beller burger, whatever the hell you want to call it. And then who's waiting there? Savitar. Bam! And then the nightmare begins for the next episode. It's called The Wrath of Savitar, and I'll be talking about that shortly. But overall, this one here, Attack on Central City, really enjoyed it, really liked it a lot, even though it was poking me in the stick with that launch code. I don't know. Was I the only one complaining? Am I the only one? Let me know in the comments wherever you're listening to the show at. And if you want to hear more show, check out iTunes, Talking the Flash. You can go to audioboom.com/iWatchMike. Right there, you can find the show there. Or just go to my blog. Everything's there. On the top, you'll see a little tab that says, I think, iTunes or podcasts. Right there on the top of iWatchMike.com. That's my blog. You go there, and you can subscribe and do all the things there as well. Twitter and Instagram is Mike Movie Guy. iWatchMike is on Facebook. Snapchat is on my blog. That is it. Have a great weekend. More of The Flash coming up soon.
My name is Barry Allen, and I am the fastest man alive. To the outside world, I'm an ordinary forensic scientist. But secretly, with the help of my friends at Star Labs, I fight crime and find other metahumans like me. I hunted down the man who killed my mother, but in doing so, I opened up our world to new threats. And I am the only one fast enough to stop them. I am The Flash.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.